It's a fairly tight schedule. It's going to be an exciting time. There's no doubt about that. The positive is the fact that we're back playing football, and that's what we wanted. You know, this last 3 or 4 months. I think we're in maybe week 15 now. Suppose it's not ideal in terms of going back in and having to play those two National League games, Tyrone the first and Kerry on the second, because the following weekend then is the first round of the championship. So it's a lot of there's a lot of stuff to be done before then. It's a really demanding club championship coming up, and it's going to be really testing time for players and for management alike over the next number of weeks and months. But listen, it's great to get back playing again, and that's the real positive, you know.
Would you not see them two games as good match practice for a championship, Declan?
Oh, listen, yeah, it's just the fact that, you know, we're playing Tyrone, and I'm sure the same with, I'm sure Mickey and Tyrone will be the same, two matches with Tyrone in the space of 2 weeks in league and championship. Not ideal. If it probably was any other counties, that you'd say, yeah, you get a couple of games and get up to speed for championship. But listen, it is what it is. And as I say, we get ready for those two games and get ready for that first league match against Tyrone, and then we have Kerry, and ultimately the championship, which is still an important one, and that's the end of October.
Yeah, well, Donegal's fighting to be safe in the top flight, Declan. I know that's a place that you want to be, but is it very difficult not to show your full hand in that game ahead of championship?
Well, it's important from our point of view that we remain in Division 1, and that's not secured yet.
A one against Tyrone that day would go a long way to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would secure it. So from that point of view, yeah, it's important that we go out and we won that match, and we'll be preparing accordingly to get those 2 points. But listen, that's going to be the back of our mind. There's no doubt that Tyrone are coming back in the championship in two weeks' time. So it should be interesting. And suppose then, far from ideal having to travel the whole way to Kerry or Killarney the week before championship. But listen, as I said, it is what it is. We're delighted that we are getting back playing some football, and it's going to be an exciting but also demanding time.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely demanding, Declan, because at that time of the year there's a couple of extra factors that's thrown into the mix as well. And particularly, I know pitches have come on a lot in recent years, but still, if you've got very, very wet weather and there's heavy ground and you're dealing with the squad and you've got seriously intensive championship matches, which you expect to get in Ulster, and you're going to be playing 4 consecutive weekends, it's going to be very, very much important that the squad is fully fit, and you're going to have to utilise most of them.
Yeah, exactly. So the squad is going to be very, very important. And as I say, it's going to be really demanding, because you're talking about a 2 month club championship where players will be involved with their clubs getting ready for a club championship. With that probably coming to a conclusion in mid-10 September. And, you know, we have a number of weeks to get ready, and a couple of weeks to get ready for that first match against Tyrone. So, I mean, the squad that we have, and, you know, there's no guarantees that we know in the last couple of years, Oisin, that we've picked up injuries along the way. And as you quite rightly said, it's going to be even more demanding, the fact that we will be training. You know, when you come into September, October time, the pitches are going to start to get heavy, and it's going to be a completely different championship than what we've been used to then through the years.
Yeah, it's been 20 years since the traditional straight knockout format was last used, Declan. You're sort of going into this game knowing that if you lose, you're done for the year, which is it's a funny sort of scenario this time around.
Yeah, listen, that's it. It's the thing about it, Oisin, it's the same for every team. So, you know, I see Kerry v Cork and Donegal v Tyrone. So after round one of the championship, there's going to be, you know, two of the top teams out of action. But listen, it is what it is. So we've got to be ready. And as I say, we've got to make sure that the players are ready for that and the challenges that lie ahead. But
How do you get the players ready now for that, Declan? Because as you mentioned, there's a club championship there, and you have to look after your own guys as well. You're going to get them back in mid September. It's very, very condensed. What sort of plan's going to be in place for the county men?
Yeah, listen, it is. There's no doubt, and it's not an easy. It's a difficult juggling act, to be quite honest, because we have a lot of players coming back from long term injuries that are just coming back. Back playing now. Some players haven't played for the best part of a year, so they'll go back into their club championship, and all of that has been monitored very, very closely with our medical team. And as I say, injuries that can be picked and probably will be picked up through championship, we've got to monitor all of that there, and to make sure that by the time we play in that National League game and getting ready for championship, that the players are still fresh. So it's a really balancing act over the next couple of months. But you know, as I said at the very, very start, it's a challenge that, you know, we would have taken 3 months ago when the whole thing shut down. But yeah, I'm sure it's the same for everyone.
Yeah, so everybody, you would say, Declan, as everyone got into Championship come the start of November, there'd be more of an even playing field with the sides, with the counties. Would that be fair enough to suggest?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and as I said before, probably the ideal scenario would have been. I know it's not going to happen, but probably they've spoken now 3 years about an open draw championship, and probably this year would have been an ideal opportunity to experiment with that. But listen, it's hard to beat the provincial titles, and you know, we've been lucky in the last couple of years. We won back-to-back Ulster titles, and you know, our aim is to go there and you know, give it a real shot this year. But it's going to be difficult, but. It's one challenge we're looking forward to.
It's going to be strange. It's going to be very different playing football at that level in November. But Declan, I'm sure you would take me back in Clonus in the last week of November to win 3 in a row.
Yeah, we'd take that, Oisín. And exactly. So it's exciting times. Mm-hmm. As I say, the players are all back training with their clubs now and getting ready for the start of a club campaign, which will probably kick off in the mid-July and getting into Championship early August. So yeah, it's exciting times. Great to be back, and great for the lads to get back playing again, and that's what they've been looking forward to over the last couple of months.
One other question. Would you like to be in Croke Park 5 days before Christmas?
Yeah, listen, that'd be a nice trip to get finish off all the Christmas shopping and Croke Park on Saturday evening, the 19th of December, and All Ireland final. Yeah, it would be the ideal Christmas, pre-Christmas. But listen, a long, long way to go, Oisín. That's going to be one step at a time. And as I say, even a lot of work the work's really started for us already in terms of preparing and you know, looking at club championship, looking at players that may come out of that championship. And as I say, the door's always open for players that put their hand up. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay, it's going to be a busy period. Thanks for talking to us, Declan.
Take care, Oisín. Bye.